Hello there. So if you've been thinking about whether or not you should be doing a video podcast versus an audio podcast, this is the episode for you. I'm Ben Kruger. This is Authority Engine TV, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing every Thursday morning. Let's do it, folks. All right, so as I said in the intro, we're going to be talking about whether or not video can be right for you and what that means, what the difference is, and so let's dive in. You've seen this all the time. People are coming to me more and more and more, and I get this question very frequently about, should I do a video podcast? And what it comes down to is video is great for some things, but it's a different medium than audio. So a few things to understand. Video is based off of course, people watching. And in order for someone to watch that, they need to be stationary and they need to be paying full attention to whatever it is that you're showing them. Whereas audio, they don't have to be paying attention. They can be multitasking, doing other things, walking, riding their bike, doing whatever, and they can still listen to you at the same time. That is a key difference and is going to make the difference on whether or not video versus audio makes sense for you. So let's talk about some scenarios where video is perfect. Video is great for very short information snippets, just like the Authority Engine TV podcast episodes. They're generally 7 minutes or shorter because if somebody sits down and they've only got a couple minutes, or they're watching a few videos on their lunch break or something like that, they want something that's quick and they're willing to watch video because they can watch video on YouTube, they can watch the video via the iTunes if you've submitted it as a video podcast. So a short video as a information snippet or something that's generally 7 minutes or less. And you can see some great examples of this. James Schramko does this really well with his podcast. And he actually does little snippets for multiple of his shows. So I encourage you to check those out. The other reason you might want to use video is for tutorials. If you're showing somebody how to do something very step-by-step, video also makes sense because obviously you need to show somebody what that looks like, and a audio podcast might not be enough to actually show somebody how to achieve the result they want if you're showing them step-by-step. So those are the two scenarios that are perfect for video and that work really well. For audio, it's better suited for what I'm calling longer form, which is really anything that's 7 minutes or longer. So something that has some content to it. And the reason for that is, as we said before, they can listen to it on the go. They don't have to be sitting at their computer or staring at their tablet. They can listen to you on their drive to work, on their morning walk, as they're jogging, all that kind of stuff. And the reason audio podcasting has become so popular is because people don't have to sit and dedicate that time to listening to your show and digesting your content. They can be multitasking, cooking dinner, doing other things that they would do anyways, but they're adding your podcast or listening to podcasting to their life instead of setting aside that time to be able to do so. So I hope this helps you think a little bit about whether or not video or audio podcasting works for you. And if you're thinking about, you're still kind of stuck on it, try a few episodes, try doing a few videos, try doing a few audios, and see what your audience has to say about it. Because really, that's what it all comes down to anyways. What serves the purpose for your audience? What do they get the most value from? And how is that going to help you as a business owner offer value, convert those listeners into paying customers? All right, so I'm Ben. This is Authority Engine TV, and I'll see you folks back next week. You can check out some examples of what I'm talking about by looking at other Authority Engine TV episodes and checking out other Authority Engine podcast episodes to see the difference and get a feel for how each one of those apply. Awesome. See you next week, folks.